The field of medical education is undergoing just as much upheaval these days as the field of medicine itself. My next guest is Dr. Susan Skoshelak. She is Vice President for Medical Education for the AMA, and she's helping lead a national overhaul of how new physicians are trained. For one thing, she wants them to learn more about teamwork.
Well, healthcare has always been delivered in teams when you think about it. Even if you think back to a physician who's in their office in the community, there was someone there that greeted you. That might be the receptionist. There was a nurse or a nursing physician. There was a physician. Often they weren't alone. They were in a group. So this is not a new idea. But nowadays, team care is the norm. And that's because we know that people have areas of expertise in their training that are really important to take advantage of. If you were like me, I love to talk to my pharmacist to say, I'm not really sure, do I have to put this medicine in the refrigerator or not? If you ask me as your physician, I wouldn't know, but your pharmacist would know. I mean, you could look it up. But my point is that there are lots of people with expertise now that we all rely on for our health.
But is working as a team, I guess, something that should be taught in medical school? I mean, it kind of seems like something that we learn on the job training, if you will.
We're not learning it on the job training. We're not learning how to work in teams. And that's because we don't understand what it takes to make a team effective. And there isn't just one team. It's not like you go and there's a team and you work together for the next 30 years. Think about your experience in healthcare. The team for you in an outpatient setting is one thing. The team, if you have to go to get your x-ray procedure done, is a different thing. From a physician standpoint, there are times when my team is my team and I'm leading that team. There are other times when I'm a member of a team because someone has expertise that is more than mine and I need to be sure I represent what's important about the medical information, but they may know much better if they're a physical therapist about how to get the rehabilitation going than I would know.
Okay, so what are the skills, though, that you're really teaching them?
Sure. Skills in working with teams are only one aspect of this big initiative. Specifically in terms of team care, it has to do with how you put a team together so that it's functioning effectively and safely, that everybody's voice is valued, people can call time out if they have a question about something that doesn't seem right. It doesn't matter what level you're at, whether you're a medical student or a supervising physician. It's all about the fact that the team itself works best when every member is valued and can contribute to their point. Beyond team training, though, there are so many other elements of healthcare delivery that are really happening now and into the future that our young physician in training do not learn about or experience.
Another mission of the project is to teach students to incorporate the costs of the treatment they recommend. How can medical schools teach that?
Well, you know, it's important that we understand the healthcare delivery as it's happening, as we're either students training to be physicians or physicians. One of the best stories is that while one of our schools that we're working with at the AMA was putting into place an opportunity to teach their students about selecting X-rays, in this case MRIs, the more expensive kinds of X-ray that you often get if you have a head injury, the faculty physician found out that the patients had to be scheduled 24/7. And so his patient may, for example, be going at 3 in the morning to get an MRI. It made him stop and think to say, but this is a patient with a family. What are they going to do with their children at 3 in the morning? That's not to say the physician is responsible for that, but if you don't know that as a physician, that these are the ways in which your system is working, you don't have an opportunity, A, to either help your patient through that, or more importantly, B, maybe change that if that's more appropriate.
But also looking at the price of things.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Maybe you've seen articles recently that if you as a consumer call around for the same drug to 9 different pharmacies in your city, you'll get 9 different prices. You know, if you don't know that the price varies according to all kinds of different factors, you may just take the word, or as a physician, I might advise you to do certain things without taking cost into account. We can't afford that as individuals these days, and we can't afford that as a society. 70% of the charges that are given for healthcare come from orders that relate to physicians or other providers.
What other skills does the AMA think are especially important for doctors in training to learn?
The way in which we can maximize outcomes for health is incredibly important, and we haven't focused on that. So it goes beyond prevention. It goes to understanding different kinds of sciences, like how do you motivate someone to be more healthy and to get exercise? These are really hard things. If they were easy, we'd have fixed these problems with our pills. We can't. So understanding how to move prevention into the center and the forefront. And then another area that becomes very important is safety and quality and improved outcomes.
You know, even medical students only have so many hours in the day. As medical schools incorporate new skills and areas of focus, what are some of the old elements of their education that must be discarded?
Sure. Well, you know, in some ways we're repeating things way too many times. Think about if you're a physical therapist and you decide to go to medical school, or maybe you got a graduate degree in history and you're now deciding to go to medical school. And that's true. About 40% of people coming into medical school now have different career paths. Right now you go through the same 4-year or maybe even 3-year, because some schools have been doing 3-year curriculums, but you go through exactly the same curriculum. When as a physical therapist, you could skip, I don't know, a year and a half. If you could show me what you already know how to do as a faculty, I could say, great, go focus on this and finish in 2 years. So there's that level of redundancy that's important to take out of the program. The final point I would make is memorizing isn't an option anymore. We cannot memorize enough ever to stay on top of this knowledge explosion. One of my favorite quotes, and I heard it again 2 days ago, is they often will say when you start medical school, well, by the time you leave medical school, half of this information will be out of date. And every medical student's thought bubble is, then why are you making me learn it if it changes that quickly? You instead have to understand how do you get the information at your fingertips when you need it. And in fact, relying too much on memorization in the world of safety can be scary, when what you really want to do is make sure that the information is the most up to date.
You know, on Sound Medicine, we frequently cover the overuse of medicine, using treatments when they're not needed or when they're not necessarily helpful for a specific patient's needs. Are medical schools addressing overtreatment these days?
Absolutely. That's part of the value and the safety prospect of what we need to talk about. So overtreatment comes with a price, and it's not just a financial price. It's a price in side effects. It's a price in sometimes prolonged suffering or other elements of when you have to be in a treatment that you're not needing. It's that example of, do you really need that x-ray at 3 a.m? Is it that so important? Maybe it is. But if it's not, you know, is there an alternative that might even just be waiting for a while, might have other options that wouldn't be so costly? It breaks all of our hearts that the United States doesn't have the best health outcomes in the world because we spend the most money on health care. And all of us that work in health care really owe it to ourselves, our citizens, our country, to do everything that we can to make sure that we're effective in the way that we're delivering care.
Well, Dr. Susan Skoshelak, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Dr. Susan Skoshelak is the Vice President of Medical Education for the American Medical Association.